USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several other nations have grounded it, but the FAA says it's confident in the Boeing 737 MAX after a second crash involving the plane in less than a year. The agency telling International Airlines the airliner is still airworthy. This latest crash happened in Ethiopia shortly after takeoff on Sunday. It killed all 157 on board. Democrats get called out at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders blasting Democrats for a weak response to anti-Semitism.
Remarks that have been made by a number of Democrats and failed to be called out by Democrat leadership is frankly abhorrent, and it's sad, and it's something that should be called by name. It shouldn't be put in a watered-down resolution.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi commenting that she is not for the impeachment of President Trump. She spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, saying she doesn't think Congress should go down that path.
They wanted me to impeach President Bush for the Iraq War. I didn't believe in it then. I don't believe in it now. It divides the country.
The Alabama town of Beauregard holding a vigil last night to remember the 23 people killed by tornadoes there a week ago this past Sunday. One community leader promising,
"We're going to be stronger than we've ever been before. You're going to have better houses. You're going to have better land. You're going to have better property. And we're going to have better memories."
That is hundreds gathered at the local high school in Lee County for what was called a night of hope. A recall's out for thousands of packages of Pillsbury flour, unbleached all-purpose flour products that could be contaminated with salmonella. The affected products were sold at Publix and Winn-Dixie stores. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Another border wall battle may be shaping up between President Trump and Congress after he sends a controversial budget proposal to Capitol Hill. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The proposal makes deep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to boost the Pentagon's budget. President Trump is also seeking $8 billion to help construct the massive border wall and border security. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend. So, yes, we are trying to say that we need to continue to secure the country. We need to continue to secure the border.
The CEO of Wells Fargo will let Congress know today how he's doing cleaning up that troubled bank, as Tim Sloan is to testify at a House Financial Services Committee hearing on holding the nation's fourth largest bank accountable for what the panel says has been a pattern of consumer abuses. And mixed martial arts fighter Conor McGregor is facing charges in Florida for allegedly smashing a fan's phone after the fan tried to take a selfie with him. Miami Beach police say McGregor is charged with felony strong-armed robbery and misdemeanor criminal mischief. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.